Us this morning.
Good morning.
Now, Sydney has been under this smoke haze pretty much all week this week. How did, you know, Sydney and the mid-north coast fare? What were the levels of air pollution that we were seeing in these areas this week?
It's quite variable depending on the day and the location. But I think what's been most concerning is that in Sydney, which has been quite some distance from the closest fires, there's been a lot of pollution, and by a lot, I mean levels which you would normally see in the developing world.
It has been very noticeable for a lot of city-siders. What effects is this smoke haze and is this air pollution having on our respiratory health? What are there long-term effects, or is this more of an acute situation?
Yeah, so there's both sides of the coin to the effects. Essentially, what will happen is that for people that are otherwise healthy, the acute effects may be relatively minor. So they may have a bit of a cough, they may have a sore throat, they may have itchy eyes. But for people with pre-existing diseases, and the ones that we think most about are respiratory diseases such as asthma and COPD and people with cardiac disease, they can actually have an acute exacerbation of their disease and end up in hospital. So the acute effects can be extremely serious for some people.
Mm.
And in terms of long-term effects, they're a little bit difficult to predict, because what we know is that if you're exposed to pollution day in, day out, over the course of your lifetime, you do get chronic diseases. But short-term exposure, like we're experiencing now, for 1 or 2 days a week, maybe even over 3 months, we're not really sure how bad that will be.
Mm.
I mean, one thing I can say with some degree of certainty is it's not going to be good. Exactly how bad, we don't know.
Mm, because we're hearing that this bushfire season is going to be more extreme and more intense than ones that we've experienced in the past. And my mind kind of instantly goes to what effect this will have on groups of people like young children whose lungs are still developing, kind of the babies of our community, and whether or not this will have an effect on them.
Yeah, so if I use cigarette smoking as a comparator, we know that secondhand cigarette smoking significantly impairs lung development. And we know that children that grow up in heavily polluted environments have a very similar impairment to lung growth. So it's highly likely that if there is prolonged exposure, by prolonged I mean, you know, 2 or 3 months every year over the course of a child's life, that those sorts of effects are likely to occur.
For everyone who has been suffering this week or who is worried about the upcoming bushfire season, what advice would you give to people so that they can take care of their respiratory health and so that they can not learn to live with, but, you know, kind of make the best of this situation and make sure that they're keeping themselves healthy?
Yeah, so if you can stay out of the smoke, which I know sounds obvious, but what you have to think about is if you are going to stay inside, make sure that your windows and doors are closed. And if you live in a house that's particularly leaky, I mean, my house is very leaky, you probably being indoors is not that much of an advantage. So if you can go somewhere that's better sealed, that's going to be better for your health.
Shopping centres or movie cinemas.
And if you do need to go outside, if you're working outside and you're particularly sensitive or particularly concerned, it's worth buying a good quality mask to try and limit some of the exposure that you can occur.
Do you think there needs to be changes in policies to safeguard people from events like this? Do you think that we need to be rethinking our approach to health when it comes to respiratory health and the bushfires that we are seeing and the changes that we are seeing in our climate?
Definitely. I mean, I think the policy change affects all levels. So, you know, it's, why are we having more bushfires? Why isn't backburning working? Or is backburning working? I'm not entirely sure either way. And then it comes down to what would be a safe level of pollution. Now, what I can say is that in Australia, in the absence of bushfires, we actually have really clean air, probably the cleanest in the world. But the bushfires are becoming increasingly frequent. Some people are exposed to them week in, week out. So I think that there does need to be a big rethink about how we're going to handle this. In view of the fact that the world is getting hotter and bushfires are likely to become much more frequent.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, unfortunately, that's all we have time for this morning, but thank you very much for joining us.